uncertain times, we've got your back.
And that was the Extra Environmentalist here on CITR 101.9 FM. It's now 3 p.m. and you're listening to Cue It Up. And if that program, excellent as it is always, is making you concerned about your own equity, especially here in Vancouver with such a precipitous housing climate, I have something I think I can recommend for you to continue investing in to, take out loans against, and it will hold its value significantly more than any house anywhere in the Lower Mainland can possibly imagine to hold its value within the next 10 years or so. And I imagine when the inevitable crash does happen, having a lot of this as well will make things a great deal easier for you.
My complexion's so bad, I hate to go out. Don't be a square. Try Ting, the faster way to clear up pimples.
Yes, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting medicated cream dries up pimples more effectively than any other product tested. Here's why. Boys and girls have overactive oil glands. Excess oil clogs pores, causes pimples. But Ting blots up oil faster, more completely than other products. In lab tests, Ting completely absorbed oil in 15 minutes. Hours later, other products still had not. No, hiding pimples won't help heal them. No mere cover-up can work like Ting's antiseptic medication. Remember, doctors' half-face tests prove Ting better in every case, better than any other remedy tested. Applied at bedtime, greaseless, stainless Ting dries to oil-absorbing powder that clings all night, even helps heal acne-type blemishes. Don't let externally caused pimples spoil your fun. Get Ting Medicated Cream, T-I-N-G. See thrilling improvement overnight or money back.
Ambient Green Expo dot WAV dot ASD. Ambient BDA Lindro dot WAV. R dot in. Class dot M4A. R dot in. Class dot M4A dot ASD. R dot outload. 2 dot M4A. R dot outload. 2 dot M4A dot ASD. R dot out. Loud dot M4A. R dot out. R dot in. Class dot in. R dot in.
Balancing on a corner is achieved through two subsequent jump-up maneuvers. The first maneuver raises a cubely from one of its faces so that it balances along one of its edges, and the second raises it from its edge to one of its corners. In addition to balancing, the motor torques can be used to achieve a controlled fall, such that the cubely can be commanded to fall in a specific direction. Combining these three abilities, jumping up, balancing, and controlled falling, allows the cubely to walk across a surface. Some researchers hope to use this method of locomotion for planetary exploration, while others are using it for self-assembling robots. Robots. Jump up, balance, and walk. Robots. Mainly consists of three reaction wheels, each attached. Robots. Mainly consists of three reaction wheels, each attached. Robots. Inertial sensor measurements are fused to get an estimate of the tilt and angular velocity of the cubely. Lee.
It's still me, John. You're listening to City Simulation Mix. Turns out we're doing a show about porousness today. Mechanical porosity, moving into human porosity. This is City on Apothecary Records. You can get the simulation cassette off there now. Very little information. It seems some producers associated with Apothecary collaborating, creating this mix. And coming up next, you're going to hear another collaboration from PBK and Jim O'Rourke, and they've got them together of this year. It's really quite nice.
childlike innovator. I've been all around the globe. I've been all around the globe working on cutting-edge projects of all kinds, and I'm here to ask you one question. Where are we at? Where are we? We've got all this great technology. We've got 7 billion people in the world, and according to UN projections, it's going to go up to 50 billion people. That's a lot of mouths to feed, and I don't think they're going to be able to feed themselves, so we better start coming up with some robots to bridge that gap. The West's sick addiction to fossil fuel is going to make this planet uninhabitable for the future generations. You'll know what I'm talking about if you've seen the movie An Inconvenient Truth. It's essentially what's going on is we're too selfish and we're driving our cars too much, and that's getting nature out of the picture. Now, we looked at the data. We looked at the data, and what we found surprised us. What we found, right there, what we found was that culture is a sewer. We've got lewd media. We've got nasty bedroom things on TV.
It's very true.
And they're sexualizing young girls, and it's getting to the point where even I have a problem with it. And that it shouldn't be that way.
So you're listening to Sam Hyde's 2070 Paradigm Shift, a pranksterist TED Talk, TEDx Talk that he hosted, public speaker and comedian Sam Hyde. What you heard before that was PBK and Jim O'Rourke's Unidentified Again. And you know what? That was really something, wasn't it?
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
Could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The Vancouver International Film Festival will once again welcome some of the world's finest films to one of the most beautiful cities on the planet. From September 24th to October 9th, the 34th annual VIFF will present over 300 films from 70 countries to 9 Vancouver screens. Visit the Vancouver International Film Festival online at viff.org.
Everything changed. Everything changed. I knew this day would come.
Hey, yeah, it's John. There's no need for that. So yeah, for those of you who are just listening to me and this voice of mine now, you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Vancouver UBC campus, located on unceded Coast Salish land. And yes, what we just heard was City Simulation Mix off of Apothecary Records, and I can't actually comment much on that. The information for that particular release is particularly abstruse, and as I like being abstruse, you know, it gives me a good license, it's a good fit, and yes, indeed. After that, we heard a collaborative excerpt, or a singular excerpt, perhaps, the decision of a single person, someone from the label, an intern, possibly, foolish, who knows, PBK and Jim O'Rourke's Unidentified Again. We heard an excerpt from that, and Jim O'Rourke, of course, multidisciplinary artist, multi-instrumentalist, lots of different collaborations, genres he's worked with over the years, located out of Japan now, a sort of an international collaboration with Philip Klinger, and From my understanding, Klinger devised a set of soundscapes, he calls them. For those of you who have been paying attention to local electronic music, Quebecois mainstay Ramsey, who has just located to Vancouver, has been doing a lot recently. And there's a descriptive reminiscence between Philip Klinger's soundscapes, as he calls them, and what Ramsey has been doing. And her star has been rising, Ramsey. In fact, she's got a lot of features coming out. Adam Harper, who wrote possibly the de facto academic reference for the genre of vaporwave, and he wrote that as a two-piece article for Dummy, is writing an article on Ramsey for Wire magazine, and that is a very big deal. So it's super cool. Ramsey, an absolute treasure for the city of Vancouver, because I'm all about increasing Vancouver's cultural capital so that it will be even more difficult for me to live here 10 years from now. Anyhow, Philip Kling wrote this note, essentially, I built audio environments for Jim O'Rourke's sounds to live in, and they do sound alive, like synthetic landscapes with birds or animals of some primitive or alien origin, and of course also huge drones that could be electrical storms. And I'm not going to play Ramsey. I play her too frequently on my show, but she has a tape out on, it's I think her third release, and she has just had a tape out on 1080p. I do highly recommend that. It's called Hoodie Kush, and it's very much in line with her past works, which have to do with these digital landscapes, but these sort of simulated jungle environments, which are both and not simulated in an ironic flaccid sense, sort of, but like the super hyper real capacity of electronic tones to bring you into a sort of jungle, verdant, like feverish atmosphere. It's absolutely fantastic, and a nice little local tie into that. And the show didn't have a theme. I just cobbled together a bunch of tracks that I've been listening to recently. But as it turns out, these things, you just gotta look between the lines, read between the lines, and, you know, things happen. Minimal Violence with, their song American Thrash up next. That is out on a tape that is just released on Gennaro, a local label. After that, we're gonna hear a track from Regis, who just released a tape full of remixes. His first release in about 5-6 years or so. Regis, dubby, dark techno, long stay, song Blood Witness, and yeah, essentially the show today, as it turns out, is sort of this human mechanical porousness, which is very popular now, but in terms of where we're going to be moving from the city simulation mix, which has all sorts of kinds of digital errors in it, predicated, of course, planned, intentional, not a programmatic by any means, but nonetheless giving the impression of machine error, PBK and Jim O'Rourke with a bit more of a human touch, but still sort of programmatic feel to the music. And Minimal Violence as well, although they're doing very mechanical, steady BPM oriented material. There is the degree of human porousness in there that is very interesting. So there's the track American Thrash. And,
yeah. I understand that. You don't even sound like my brother. My brother's supposed to be a minister of the gospel, and he talked to me straight like my other brother would, David does. My brother's supposed to be a minister of the gospel, and he talked to me straight like my other brother would, David does.
listening to Blood Witness off Regis's Man Bait, soon available on Blackest Ever Black. And coming up next, we've got a track from Rabbit's debut, Pandemic, on Triangle Records.
Hi everybody, Robert Dyer, and welcome to the Robert Dyer channel, where you're just in time to join me for lunch. And here on the Robert Dyer channel, you know that lunch means Lunchables.
Oh, what's that?
There aren't any people.
Thanks for listening. You know, I really do appreciate everyone who loves CITR 101.9 FM, to which you're listening right now.
The Ethiopian Summer Festival, Burnaby's famous summer attraction, takes place on August the 29th at Westburn Park. The event features music, dancing on stage, exotic Ethiopian cuisines, various products, and arts and crafts. The Ethiopian Summer Festival is free to attend, open to all ages, wheelchair accessible, and served by public transit. Bring your families and friends to this colorful event on August 29th. And for more information, go to VancouverEthiopia.com.
Last night,
I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Hi, you're listening to Queued Up on CITR 101.9 FM. This is John. Hey, how's it going? It's Wednesday. It's cool outside. It's nice. You don't have to feel too bad about putting a jacket over whatever you're wearing because, Lord knows, we've all been looking forward to that. Cardigans, sweaters, capes, some of us, large scarves. The time is 3:41 p.m. What you just heard was Rabbit's Pandemic off the upcoming album on Triangle Records. Rabbit's debut out of Houston, Houston producer Rabbit, that's with one B, Communion, and it's described as a heavily politicized album to do with sexuality, gender, ownership of our natural bodies, societal and governmental injustices, and media manipulations, running, quote, the full gamut of emotions, end quote. And I think today we've been emotionally rather homogenous, although it's a homogeneity of incredible potential and porousness and development, sort of an infinitely flat pain, if you will. What we've been doing is we've been hearing a lot of mechanically oriented music with discursive, disconcerting elements tucked in there as well before we dive into music that's more human, more according to the vulnerability of human emotional registers. And as dynamic and noisy as Rabbit's song was, it was still very playing with that mechanical authority and intensity. But we're going to be segueing into something a bit more different in these last 20 minutes, and hopefully we'll have time to fit everything in. But what we just heard was American Thrash from Minimal Violence was the first of those songs. New tape out on Gennaro Records Local, two-piece house techno act, Minimal Violence. Regis, with the song Blood Witness off Manbait, Regis's UK techno producer, been around for a long, long time now, and that's his first release in 6 years, although it is mostly a compilation of songs, which I believe are available elsewhere. Song Blood Witness off Manbait, and as I was just talking about, Rabbit, we heard his song Pandemic. And that album, Communion, from Rabbit, his debut, will be out on Triangle Records very promptly. Although in geographic, geological time, everything is very prompt, according to our schedules. It's a lifetime away from me. I don't know anything. I'm in my 20s. I have no knowledge at all. Coming up next, we've got a few tracks. We're going to hear a quick little interlude ditty off Dope Body. Then we're going to hear Talon, the song Return to the Abraham Mosque. And then we may or may not hear a track from Nicholas Bernier and Francisco Marino. I'm not sure if we have time for that, and if we do not, then you will not.
drops and her head in Manchester.
Yes, hello. So that was Talon, Return to the Abraham Mosque. Before that, we heard a track from Dope Body off the new Dope Body album, Kunk. And that was releasing on Drag City. It's just a brief track, Ash Toke, just one of the intermission tracks. But it's a very interesting album, definitely keeping the hardcore tonality and a lot of the groove song structures of previous Dope Body Records, but with a lot of disparate, interesting sort of just a lot of genre mashing stuffed into it. There's a track that's very EDM-esque. There's a bunch of really no-wave tracks. There's a lot of these noisy interlude tracks as well. It's a very exciting album. I highly recommend you go and listen to it and stream it to your heart's content. What we just heard was Return to the Abraham Mosque from Tallinn again. And, you know, it's off of Zoom Lens, which is a label that's running out of Los Angeles and San Francisco, so around California. And that label is self-described as created in order to explore the implications of popular culture on the human condition and the duality of musical creations discovered across the digital landscape. The dichotomy of emotions expressed through electronic and pop music, yet not limited to any specific genre. The means to critically look beyond the surface and see what lies beyond, analyzing the personal and individualistic emotions of its artists. And Tallinn, based in New York, describing themselves as a deterritorialized pop band, with the label itself possessing a sort of deterritorialized Japanese aesthetic, ambiguously Japanese. One might even call it a style of appropriation, appropriating the super flat aesthetics of Japan in its thoroughly late stage capitalist existence. The hyperactive imagery of Japan, where everything is essentialized into the image. Again, super flat. This has been an artistic theoretical conception that has existed in Japan for quite some time now. So it's interesting to see that kind of approach cohered into deterritorialized, to quote Tallinn, deterritorialized pop, that, you know, sort of a genre mesh, different break-ins. At one point, it sounds as if someone has overdubbed something on the track, some other frequencies coming in. It's interesting. I don't know if I'd ascribe a kind of common humanism to it, or for pop experimental music always having this desire to proclaim itself of the world, of something, you know, something humanistic, you know, trying to tap into maybe even quote-unquote primal energies of people who do not have access to traditional discursive mediums and methods of getting their music out, or that create music not in this infinite vacuum fortical, clicks, 100 clicks a day, everything feeding into your SoundCloud page, people getting paid cents for days worth of work, network, where you make desperate grabs to get noticed. It is quite a nice track, though, and it's all the different elements cohere very nicely in Tallinn, Return to the Abraham Mosque. And that's off a tape that has just been released on Zoom Lens. Go and check it out. For the last 5 minutes, we're just going to hear a bit of another fantastic label, Liro Vacheron. I can hear a bit of that out of Hamilton, Liro, on the label Arachnidiscs out of Toronto as well. And then we're going to finish with Jenny Vall, Heaven. Jenny Vall released Apocalypse Girl, one of my favorite albums of the year. And she's going to be in Vancouver this Friday at the Cobalt, so go check it out. Again, it's getting colder, so, you know, if you'd like, wear a coat of some kind, a jacket, an overlong scarf, as I was saying earlier, and have managed to thoroughly derail myself. Today's is a show about porosity and the sort of mechanical inclination of music that is allowed to break into human faculties and failures. And I think, although we saw beginning a sort of digital survey with City Simulation Mix, one that was allowed to fail and sort of impinge upon itself, Jenny Vall's music is ultimately the most human kind of allowing a vulnerability, and the sort of fickle spots of that, the exigencies of the human voice and its natural failings that give it a kind of special and particular beauty. So let's listen in. And in case I don't get back to you before the hour ends. Coming up next on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the UBC Vancouver campus out of traditional Coast Salish land, unceded Coast Salish land, I should add. We're going to hear at 4 p.m. Steve Zhang's Asian Wave 101, fantastic show, what's new in contemporary Asian pop music, and Steve, absolute mastermind when it comes to this stuff. So if you're interested in learning more or just getting a bit of a taste, stay tuned. Lero, Vacheron, and then Jenny Vol, Heaven.
That fits your schedule. Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
The coast around the home.